Hello, I'm Margaret Gray, and this is Margaret Gray's Dash into the Twinkling Lights of the Dawn.
Margaret Gray sings Auld Lang Syne.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of auld lang syne? For auld lang syne.
But goddammit.
My apologies, ladies and gentlemen.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never come to mind?
How's that feel, huh?
I told you, Phil's not gonna like it.
I don't give a damn what he likes. Fuck that. Again, I beg your forgiveness. Beautiful song.
Oh, should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot?
My leg! Jesus, what did you do to him?
You won't be using that leg anymore, will you?
Someone get a tourniquet on it.
Come on.
Yes, it's Margaret Gray hosting the first day of 2020 on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website network deal.
Thank you very much, General, and a very pleasant good day to all of you. And yes, it is the first day of 2020. You heard what happened. I won't go into it. You heard what happened. I won't go into it. That's been coming for a long time, folks. But I'd like to welcome you to the program here today, folks. It is the very first day of 2020. It is a time of renewal. It is a time, in my opinion, of where...
What the fuck are you doing, bud? I've got it, Margaret. Don't worry.
You better get it.
Come here. Look at that.
I apologize again, ladies and gentlemen, for the last time, but it would seem that Bud Dickman, who enjoys the program and is a very good friend, he loves to go ahead and just drip the egg down my face. Now, I don't know what that's about. I don't think there's anything going on there. He has no carnal attraction to me, nor I to him, I can assure you, but he loves to see stuff dripping off my nose and chin.
Well?
No, not well anything. That's what that's about.
All right, I got him. He's under control.
Where is he?
He's going to take a walk.
Take a walk? How can he walk after what I done did?
We tourniquet it off. It's,
Take a walk. Anyway, this is the 2020 world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I'm Margaret Gray. Anyway, let's get into it, folks, because the new year is here, and no chump is slowing me down.
If you don't want me, give me little sugar. If you don't want me, don't lead me on, boy. But if you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling blue, I want you and the guy.
Who the fuck is my... Who's doing that?
Who's doing it? You're doing it, huh?
Turn it off. I hit that by mistake.
You hit what by mistake? Get rid of that.
It's a sound effect that I stepped on it.
I'm Margaret Gray, and this is... I don't think any of it's funny. Thank you very much. Anyway, welcome to the world-famous... Phil Hendry Show. I'm Margaret Gray. This is the new year. Those are two very classic songs that because we've got little boys here.
Margaret, I told you it was my mistake.
I know what you told me. I had to, essentially, I had to render one of Bud Dickman's legs useless. I'm told he's walking around, is that right?
Yes, we were able to get a tourniquet around him.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Margaret Gray, and welcome to the first day of 2020, January 1, 2020. And I am grateful to Phil Hendry for giving me the opportunity to do the show and to prove that I have the voice that has the strength to do it. Now, I understand that, you know, you can hear that I'm still getting over this cold, and I understand that Phil articulated some misgivings, okay?
Yeah?
Just seeing if you're awake.
I'm awake, yeah.
Right. Articulated some misgivings. Let me ask you a question. How old do you think Ryan Seacrest is?
Come on, Margaret, we don't have...
All right, never mind. Articulated some misgivings as to the strength of my voice. Well, I think he's going to be pleasantly surprised as he hears how I render this evening's program. Something happened today. You know, it's very interesting when you're planning a big show, such as the first day, the New Year's Day show, or we had the New Year's Eve show last night, which or yesterday, which was the what was it again?
It was the Dickman Bowl 2012.
The Dickman Bowl.
A lot of people like it.
I'm sure they do. But this is going to be me, Margaret Gray, okay? And this is no, excuse me for saying, this ain't no Dickman Bowl.
Yeah, you're going to say something a little bit,
Yeah, you want me to, I'll say it.
Go ahead, I dare you.
This ain't no Dick Bowl, how about that?
God damn. Margaret, I mean...
What do you mean, Margaret?
I mean, Ms. Gray, that's very unbecoming to a lady.
You know, since I got on the air here, whatever it's been, it seems like 12 hours ago, it was only 10 minutes, I've had one of you guys, or two of you, I'm not sure who...
It was one of us, and I hit it by mistake.
Well, you guys have been monkeying around with the cricket sound effect. I've had... People are trying to... I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to undermine this program. It's not going
to
work.
I swear to God, I'm not.
I walked into the pharmacy this morning on my way over here to the studio. I was picking up a prescription for Frank for his a cold. He has a bronchial congestion, so we were able to get some cough syrup for him. And I saw something that I had to do a double take on. And I thought, you know, rather than discuss all of these large plans that so many of us have for the coming year, let's talk about the small things. And let's talk about how we can all together make this a better world. I'm Margaret Gray, and this then is the new year of 2020. I am talking specifically about a woman that I saw standing, I would say four or five people ahead of me in line, waiting very patiently, a woman I'd say in her late 40s, early 50s. Not unattractive, but then I wasn't able to tell 100%, and in a moment I'll tell you why. A little on the thin side, the clothes hanging off of her. It's been a tough winter for a lot of us, let's just put it that way. I know that I look pretty good when I go out, so I would include myself in that group of people that it's been a tough winter for, but I wouldn't be honest, you know, General?
No, I understand, yeah.
I just wouldn't be honest. I would be saying, gee, I don't think I look very... And I know that I'd be lying, because I think I look decently, and let's leave it at that, and don't start rolling the eyeballs, all right?
I swear to God, I wouldn't... You see, you see butt everywhere. That's the problem.
Allow me to continue.
All right.
There was a woman standing three, four, maybe five people ahead of me in line. Again, thin, but not unattractive. She had on over her mouth, though, and I couldn't believe this. And this is one of those things you do a double take and you say, my God, the guts some people have. Because essentially what she was saying was the following thing. You and you and you, all of you stink, as in a physical, you reek physically. And also, let me just say that I feel it's a pretty good possibility, a pretty good chance that I'll get a disease from you people that already stink like garbage. All right?
All right, now, can I ask a question?
You can ask the question when I get to the end of what I'm saying.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, I want to have comment, General, and you as well, Robert, but some of you, by the way, are wondering, where's Bud? If you're just tuning in, Bud Dickman tried to be cute at the beginning of this program, and I did what I was threatening to do. I grabbed his leg and I tried to throw him out the window of the studio here using his leg as the propulsion mechanism. Now, you say you have to tourniquet something.
Well, it looked to me like he had some subcutaneous or internal bleeding in the leg.
Oh, give me a break, will you?
Well, I mean, that's the way it looked to us.
Did it now. And yet you just told me he's out walking around.
He's on his motorcycle, right, Robert?
Yeah, he got on his bike. He's going over to get a fat burger. That I said, either fat burger or you going to Johnny Rocket? He said, maybe fat. I said, would you go to Johnny Rocket, pick me up some fries?
I'm not interested in what you're getting for lunch. You say he's riding his motorcycle.
Yes.
Yes, he is.
Well, then I guess I didn't hurt him, did I?
No, but we were just we're trying to be, out of an excess of caution.
Out of an excess of caution, you tourniqueted his leg. I'm getting off point here.
Yeah, you are. Now, you're talking about being in the pharmacy.
Yes, I was in the pharmacy, and I saw this woman, and I said to myself, she's wearing a gauze mask. Now, you see this in the Far East. I traveled in the Far East extensively earlier, before Frank and I, before we had Jason J. Delmonico, before we became full-time parents. And I personally traveled extensively.
Yes, Margaret, I understand.
All right, I'm just making sure you're all paying attention. In the Far East, Simon and Garfunkel had a concert in China. I covered that. George Michael also was in Beijing for a music event. So it was quite an exciting time. And while I was there, I saw the people there with the gauze masks. Now, China is a very dynamic country, a very vital country, obviously a huge market. But I will tell you this, and I don't think they would disagree. It is a country of fetid, very fetid stench. And perhaps that's not fetid stench, but it's a country of foul, the stink coming out of it,
All right, so they've got a sewage problem.
I don't know what their problem is. It's not my job. But between the breath, you see what I'm saying?
Ms. Ray, I mean, you're unfairly castigating a whole nation of people. It's like 3-4 billion people or something like that.
4 billion people?
Well, I mean, it's like one.
There's about 1 billion people in China.
All right.
What? The fact, if you're going to have that many people in your country, mouthwash.
Well.
Oh, wait. Mouthwash, toothpaste.
Mints. Chewing gum.
What else, Robert?
Well, I mean, general.
No, I'd like to know I want you in on this. The general's already mentioned mints, toothpaste, mouthwash.
I would think, like Rolaids.
Rolaids?
He's talking about like lifesavers or something. Yeah, like breath mints.
Well, he already said that.
Margaret, what's the point?
The point is I want to know what Robert knows about it.
I mean, I would say, yeah, like Tic Tacs.
Tic Tacs, there you go. Tic Tacs.
Tic Tacs. He said Tic Tacs.
Tic Tacs?
Yeah, I thought so.
So these are all things that the American manufacturers of those products could very well begin to market in China. Have they? No, they haven't. They certainly weren't doing it 30 years ago when I was there originally. And that's a country that could do well using it. Other people would say that America can make the same argument. America stinks. The stench coming off of some of us.
What is frustrating about this?
I don't know. When I start to think about how much it stinks in this country, I want to give up and just...
By the way, your throat doesn't sound all that great.
Man, you shouldn't have said that.
What an asshole.
Well, this is what you said, Mark. You go, what an asshole.
I did not, General.
Okay, what'd I miss?
Watch it, bud.
Oh, I'm sorry. I made a mistake.
You didn't make a mistake. You did it on purpose.
Yeah, I did. You're right. I did do it on purpose.
And why did you do that on purpose?
Because I thought it would be funny.
Bud, when I want to be the butt of one of your jokes, I'll let you know. Do you understand? No, do you understand? Don't shrug.
Yes, ma'am, I do.
You want to join the conversation?
What are you talking about?
None of your business. I'll tell you when we...
Well, it has to be his business if he's going to join it.
All right, we're talking about how much it stinks in China.
What?
Never mind. There was a lady with a gauze mask on.
Oh, okay.
Now, I think standing in line, and this is what I'm getting at, standing in line with a mask on, as if to say, I don't want your disease or the stink coming off of you getting up into my nostrils, I think is rude. I think it's ill-advised. I think it has to stop.
Yeah.
All right, I like this song's bitching.
Yeah. Just watch your step.
Ooh, that smell.
That's right, that smell. A lot of things that are bad about smells. It's not all laughs and fun and games. Whiskey bottles and brand new cars.
Oak tree, you're in my way.
Yeah.
There's too much coke and too much smoke. Look what's going on inside you. Ooh, that smell.
Yeah.
Can't you smell that smell? Ooh, that smell.
Someone's breath.
The smell.
Dickman, are you an asshole?
I'm sorry, I didn't know there was going to be... I'm sorry, I swear to God, I'm sorry. I didn't know there was going to be...
What's that?
Sorry, that was a mistake!
Prick.
But I... Can I say one thing?
What?
No, not what.
But what is it? What does he want to say?
If you say, ooh, that smell, why can't you say, it's got to be someone's breath. Why can't you do that?
Because that's not the lyrics, Captain Ass.
That's my nickname now.
Yes. Why can't you say it's someone's breath?
Margaret, you butched up.
General, I swear to Christ Almighty, I don't care if I've got to go to prison.
All right, I'm sorry.
Never mind.
The Phil Hendry Show.
Stand in line at the CVS sign. You're waiting to get your prescription. You think the stink around your face is well beyond description. Yeah. Ooh, that smell. Ooh. Can't you smell that smell? Ooh, that smell. I think it's the old lady behind you.
Yeah. Dad, you're being mean, Miss Gray.
You wanted it, you got it.
Well, now you're agreeing with the boy.
No, he's agreeing with me. But when you wear that mask, you look like you think I'm an ass.
You fool, you!
You think I stink? I've had a drink. You think I reek to high heaven?
Hell yeah!
Ooh, that smell! You think you smell that smell?
God, your voice just went smell?
I know. Ooh, that smell! You think the smell of death is coming off me? Now you think you're gonna get your prescription wearing your little gauze mask while you tell the world you all make me hurl. I got a split, ain't that a gas?
Hell yeah!
Shit.
Yeah, you!
Ooh, that smell. It ain't me, that smell, little Miss Nurse. That smell. The smell of death is on your upper lip.
Phil Hendry.
I'm Margaret Gray, butchering this first show of 2020.
No, it's been good, Margaret.
Oh, bullshit. Thank you very much. That is that smell, and that inspired by the woman that was in front of me there at the pharmacy today with her little mask. We're going to bring on now Jack Armstrong, who has some sporting news for us. Football in the offing. And of course, the big game coming up is the national championship game between LSU and who's playing?
That's going to be Clemson.
LSU and Clemson. No, I thought Ohio State.
No, Ohio State, they got their ass handed to them.
They got their ass handed to them. All right. So it's Ohio State, excuse me, it's Clemson and LSU. Jack Armstrong. Jack, how are you?
I'm really good.
Wait. Would you remove that mask, please?
No, Margaret, I heard what you said, and you made very valid points, but I have to keep the mask on because I'm afraid. I'm afraid that I'm going to get sick, that I might... So this is a mask.
You're wearing a mask because of the cold and flu season.
That's right.
Well, why aren't you wearing one, General?
I'm not worried about it. I got a very strong immune system.
Yeah, me too.
Me too.
Well, then why are you wearing it, Jack?
Because I'm out in the world. I'm traveling between cities all the time. I'm flying even in different places.
You know, I take that really personally.
Margaret, it's not anything against you.
It's not to say that you stink. Everyone smells differently. You smell differently? You know what I mean?
What does that mean? And you better be very careful the way you say this.
No. I don't smell bad. You don't smell bad. You have an unusual smell.
I have an unusual smell. Okay, get lost.
But Phil said... Phil wanted him to be...
Get lost.
What a dick.
Did he... Hold it. Hold on for a minute. Come here.
What do you want to know?
Come here.
Margaret, you're going to get a cop. They're going to arrest you.
Oh, I barely touched him. No one calls me a dick with a hot mic around. Dig? I'm Margaret Gray. What is this?
Margaret, your voice is not up to it.
Your voice, your throat is very rough.
You know something? My throat was feeling fine until this chump started rolling the cricket sound effects.
Didn't mean to.
Oh, my ass.
You're in a very bad mood.
I was in a great mood till Chump Change here started rolling the
crickets.
When did you catch touch? I never thought that you'd be leaving without bothering me. She said you look pretty fine, but you tell a sad story. And I pretend that I care, but I'm...
Are you ready for that?
Hey, Bud, knock it off, will you? Couldn't help it.
You want to die. I know you want it. I know it's a suicide attempt, isn't it? Oh, you're asking for help, aren't you?